Welcome to the City Current Radio Show, focused on sharing and empowering the good in our community. This show takes an in-depth look at the heartbeat of Middle Tennessee, the organizations and individuals leading by example to feel change, and how we can make a difference. Now, here's your host, City Current CEO, Jeremy Park.
This weekend, as always, we want to power the good with inspiring stories. We're coming to you from our home studios because we want to make sure that you and your families, your coworkers are all safe and healthy. And so we're honored to be joined by our first guest who is out doing amazing things, but really helping us to be good stewards of our financial resources, our insurance as well. We have John Brady. He's the founder and CEO of JGB Insurance Planning, Inc. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing great.
Share a little bit of your story because you've fairly recently relocated to Nashville. And so Nashville is now your home. You've got some personal family ties there, which are really cool as well, including the music business. So give us a little bit of your personal storyline coming to Nashville, and then we'll dive into all the business.
Sure. So one of our boys moved down here about 4 years ago. He started at Belmont University. So that was really the first introduction into Nashville. So anyway, that was, coming back and forth to Nashville to see him really gave my wife and I a chance to see the town a little bit. And the more we came down here, we realized, wow, this is pretty nice down here. So he stayed down here after, leaving Belmont, and, we would come down and visit for various reasons. And as a result of that, we got to see it more and more. So about 2 years ago, we were going to be downsizing our house up in New York because we had, six bedrooms and no kids at home. And we decided to do a couple purposeful visits down here to see if we really wanted to make the move because we kind of liked it. But sometimes when you go down with a mindset of, gee whiz, we might be doing this for real, it changes the way you look at things. So we came down a couple times and we both were in total agreement that we really liked it down here. We wanted a little bit of a change of pace, and the timing of downsizing our house up in New York really worked out very well. So a year ago, August 2019, the year before that, we sold our house and drove down here, and we have a house in Thompson Station now.
Let's dive into your world on the professional side. Share a little of your world.
My business is, really life insurance, long-term care insurance, and disability insurance. Those are the three areas I really focus in. And predominantly, it's been really like that for as long as I can remember. I've been in the business about 30 years, so I've just always gravitated towards that. I don't do any of the investments, although I'm licensed for it, but it gives me the ability to. I do work closely with many, many financial advisors. They bring me in as the insurance expert because of what I do. So I've got expertise and really in the estate planning arena and business succession planning. But that being said, it's kind of one of those things where you really work with families at the end of the day. So whether it's the wealthy family for estate planning or the business owner, but you get referrals to their friends also. And, not everybody's high net worth. There's a lot of regular folks just like us out there that are, doing it the old fashioned way. So I really work with quite a cross section of people. Yeah, and I really don't turn anybody away. Sometimes people say, well, is this too small? I say, at the end of the day, I really just, it's going to sound kind of corny, but I really like helping people. And if you're just starting out, something, so be it. Maybe I can give you some guidance so you make some really good decisions along the way and don't look back and say, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
So my business is across the board, again, specialization, expertise, estate planning, business succession planning, and all the insurance applications that go with that. Whether it be planning for estate taxes that might happen, or some of these recent tax law changes with the Secure Act have really opened up a lot of places where people thought maybe their IRA was going to be able to be extended for generations. That's not happening anymore. So do a lot of mitigation of risk planning within the insurance arena.
Start with the questions you like to ask when you're sitting down, and obviously everyone's a little different, but what are some of the questions you like to ask to get a frame of reference?
Sure. I'll tell you those questions and I'll preface it with why I do it. So, in the real estate world, we've all heard the three most important things in real estate are location, location, location. I mean, everybody's heard that. In my world, it's really listen, listen, listen. So there's really, it's not a big secret how to do good planning. The secret is asking good questions and being willing to listen to the answers from people. So when I sit down with somebody, I sit down with a lot of people who have called me because they've got insurance already and they're not sure if they've got the right amount of insurance or whatever it might be. So one of the things I do right from the get-go, because sometimes having those policies like, well, should we keep this one? Should we not keep that one? It ends up being kind of noise and distracting for people. So what I'll say is, like, look, let's take these policies you have and just put them off to the side and make believe you have nothing. You have no policies of any kind. And let's make believe we're sitting down for the very first time doing planning. Tell me about you. Tell me about your family, your children. What's everybody doing? I want to know them really, because sometimes the average person might think that certain information is the answer to figuring out the planning, but a lot of times it's the things that they talk about dialogue-wise in a conversation that really helps me understand who they are and what's important to them. So I'll ask them to tell me about themselves, their family, their work, their extended family. Are there other people they're responsible for outside of just their spouse and their children or whatever it might be, or if it's a dual income, whatever it might be. So I really get a good profile of the people. So that's the first layer of questions. And then the second thing I ask is, let's say it's a family where there's one wage earner. So I'll ask that wage earner, whether it's the husband or the wife, I said, well, if you were out of the picture tomorrow, for sad reasons, which means your income is out of the picture forever, how much does it take to keep the house going? How much does it take to either keep people in school or keep people dressed or fed or whatever it might be? And that's a kind of a tough one, because a lot of people don't have a really good handle on what their expenses are. So I help dive into that expense side of their world to figure out what does it take. And really, it's simple math. So if it takes, let's say it's $10,000 a month, well, you only need $120,000 of insurance if you wanted to, support the family for a year, but it's usually more than a year. So how many years does that need to be in place? Are there certain things, what I call mile markers of life? Are there certain things coming up, kids going to school? Are there special needs situations in a family? Are there other events that are going to be happening, whether a mortgage is going to go away? Are you taking on a mortgage? What are the different things that are going to change that expense line? And one of the things that I find, it's kind of frustrating, but at the same time, it makes me look really smart. I have so many people come to me and say, hey, what should we do? How should we do this? Do we need this insurance? Should we get more? Should we have less? They really just don't have an idea of what they have. And it's not their fault. It's whoever put it together for them either didn't explain it well. And you can't expect people to remember this forever because it's just not something top of mind. But it also tells me that that person's not in touch with them anymore, because if they were, they'd be reviewing this on a kind of a regular basis, whether regular is a year or 2 years or any major event that's happening in their lifetime. So if they don't know what they have and they don't know why they have and they don't know if it's the right amount, I know that they've been either ill-advised or just not advised whatsoever. So I break it down into, let's figure out what you need. Let's get the perfect plan together. And I'm not even talking about kinds of insurance. I just want to know what's the right amount if something happens today.
Yeah.
If something happens in 10 years, let's say everybody lives happily ever for 10 years and something happens in 10 years or 15 years, whatever those mile marker places are in their life. And then I figure out what the right amount is if we're doing it for them. Because I put together this kind of this laddered portfolio, because you don't need a gazillion dollar policy. It's going to cost a lot of money, but you don't need an expensive little one either. You want to have something that kind of fits
the right fit.
It's very customized.
Well, yeah, but to say it's almost like going to a tailor and getting the right suit, the right clothing versus it just being kind of off the rack that might or might not fit. And so you might get too little or too much. And if you're getting too much, you're paying too much versus too little and not enough to cover what you need. So dive into it.
That's a much more succinct way of saying what I just said.
Well, yeah, but I mean, dive in on your end, because what are some of the major ones on your end that you think everyone definitely needs to be cognizant of?
Well, right now, this whole COVID-19 thing has really made a major change in the industry. And most people think, oh my gosh, can I even get insurance now with this going on? And the answer is not only can you get it, it's actually easier to get, believe it or not, because the insurance companies realize that nobody really wants a stranger walking into their house to do some sort of a medical exam. So many of them have waived medical exams completely for different amounts. Some go up to $500,000, some go up to $3 million, some go up to $5 million, that they won't even ask for a medical exam. They'll ask for your doctor records, but they're not going to expect you to invite somebody that you don't know into their house. So that's made it a lot easier. So there's a few things. Number one, we have the digital signatures, We have no medical exam, and doctor records can be gotten electronically. You know, a lot of doctor's offices are staffed a little low right now, so the electronic transfer of records is very, very helpful. So there's a lot of things that have changed just recently that made it even easier to get. Now, when I say no medical, that's assuming that you're of at least average health or better. So if you've got a lot of bumps and bruises for whatever reason, you might not be able to get it that way. But the average person who's of like kind of average health for their age, so average health for a 70-year-old is different than average health for a 20-year-old.
Right.
But that's one of the major, major changes. One of the other things that's changed lately, also a lot of pricing has changed. So believe it or not, if somebody bought a policy, you know, 15 or 20 years ago, the natural thought would be like, well, how could I possibly get anything better? I'm 20 years older. You know, I'm going to be older. It's going to cost me more. So one of the things that's changed dramatically is life expectancy tables. People are living longer. And a metaphorical way of looking at it is if you bought a house 20 years ago and you had a mortgage, maybe not 20 years ago, back in the mid-80s when I bought my first house, you know, interest rates were 13, 14, 15% on mortgages. So if you had a 14% mortgage and you never looked at it, and, you know, you were at a party one day and they said, hey, what's your mortgage? And you said 15%, you're like, dude, mine's at 3%. Where have you been?
Right.
So if you've been asleep at the wheel. So with insurance, it's changed, but it's just not talked about at cocktail parties. So the rates have dropped precipitously. So I've done it many times with somebody who's got maybe a policy that they bought 15 or 20 years ago and moved it into a policy today, and they get either the same or more benefit for less money. And a lot of times that's done not just to move it to, you know, make the efficiencies better, but, you know, our lives were different 20 years ago. If it's still suiting your needs and who you are today, great. If it's not, how can we take that and parlay it into something that's more fitting for you, you know, like your suit example?
When should these conversations start, and how often should you go and review them?
Yeah, so there's a couple of different things. And again, I may sound like a broken record. I use the term mile marker all the time. There's certain key moments in our lives. So one of the natural things is, you know, when somebody gets married. And not necessarily that you need insurance because you got married, but a lot of times buying a house follows that. So that means if you're married and you bought a house, unless you bought it all for cash, there's a chance you have a mortgage. So that's one of the first times where people really say, oh, gee whiz, maybe we should get something because we're paying for this with both of our incomes, or when a baby comes along. Those are all the natural first starting places. So a lot of times I'll have parents who will be wanting to buy insurance for their children. They always ask me, it's like, John, is this kind of morbid? I say, well, I hope not. So it really depends on what they're trying to do. So this one gentleman who I just worked with recently, super nice guy, very fortunate, financially very well off. And he was buying insurance for estate planning. So he's buying substantial amounts of insurance, but he saw his two daughters. He's like, John, he says, they're so much younger than me. He says, gosh, I wish I did this when I was their age. So for them, he bought insurance. It was a significant, well, not gigantic, but it was about $1 million for each of them. And what it did, it had certain benefits. One of them had, or both of them had a long-term care rider on them, and they're both designed to accumulate a lot of cash. So he was doing that for them so they didn't have to buy it later on. And they were pretty young. They were like 21, 22 years old. So, you know, later on in life, when they're at the point when they're having families and kids of their own, even though he knew from an inheritance standpoint they'd be okay, he wanted them to have something that they felt like it was theirs.
Yeah.
So different points, having children, you know, mortgages, anytime you've got a liability that's going to saddle somebody that you're trying to protect. If there's other people that are dependent on you, I mean, this day and age, we've got a lot of families that are, you know, moms and dads are being helped out by the kids, and their kids are helping out, you know, and do, you know, taking care of their own grandchildren. So anytime that you or your spouse or somebody else, anytime somebody, if they get disabled or if they pass away, if that's going to cause some sort of financial burden, if they get disabled, a financial burden for themselves or a burden for somebody else, it's that mitigation of risk, that mitigation of a liability, that mitigation of an income need that somebody else that's dependent on you.
Go ahead and wrap up and tell everyone where they can go to have this conversation with you and carry it forward.
My website is jgbinsuranceplanning.com. Information, if you go info@jgbinsuranceplanning.com, that'll get an email to us. Or if you want to call, give me a buzz at 516 398-2089.
Well, John, greatly appreciate all you do, and thank you for coming on the show.